Good morning and happy Sabbath to the young ones and the young at heart. I'm privileged to share with you a story that the Lord gave me this story this morning. I'm kind of a last minute person. And I think when you hear it, you'll know why, but I know he picked it because it kind of goes with the theme of the baby today. So this is called Who Brought You Into the World? Okay, pay attention, put your listening ears on, okay? Maybe you've heard someone say that your mother and father brought you into the world. They had a part in it. They cooperated with God in doing it. But the one who brought you into the world was God himself. Your father and your mother knew nothing about how to make you. The Bible says to your father and mother, you can no more understand what God does than you understand how new life begins in the womb of a pregnant woman. If he makes all things right, or if he makes all things, that means he made you. And who is God? Who is God? He is the Father also of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that means straight off that God has intended you to be a brother or sister of Jesus himself. You are a very important person, and that means that you want to do and say things that are right. Kiki, we want to do things that are right. We want to say good things. God himself gave you that desire. Genesis 3:15. Here are some neat words that you can say to God. They are a prayer that anyone can say to him. You can make them your prayer tonight before you go to sleep. You created every part of me. You put me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because all you do is strange and wonderful. I know it with all my heart. When my bones were being formed, carefully put together. Sorry. There in secret, you knew that I was there. You saw me before I was born, Psalms 139. God knew you when you were just a little itty-bitty baby in your mama's belly. If you can't sleep at night, start thinking about how God fitted every nerve in your body and in your brain before you were born. And it just goes on to describe DNA, the process of how God helped us to be related to Adam and Eve through the centuries. So I'm kind of going to skip over a little of that. When Jesus was born as a baby, was he part of that mysterious cord that no one can see called DNA? Or did God start from scratch when Jesus was to come into the world as our Savior and made a new baby like he made Adam in the beginning, out of the dirt in the ground? Remember that the Bible says, the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground, Genesis 2:7. Is that how Jesus was made? Did Mary and Joseph go in the yard and make a little scoop of clay? No, not exactly. Or did his mother conceive him in her womb with all the DNA we have all inherited from the fallen Adam? And did Jesus grow as a tiny baby there for 9 months until she was ready to give birth to him? Yep, that's how it was. He was just like you and me. We all was in our mothers for 9 months. The Bible tells us, yes, Jesus was conceived in the womb of a woman named Mary. She was a virgin, that is, she had never slept with a man. Her baby had no earthly father, such as everyone else in the world has had. But except for that, Jesus took part in all the same DNA that we inherit from our parents all the way back to Adam. You can read about it in Romans 8 and Hebrews 4. Okay, last page. We're almost done. The Bible says that just as the children are people of flesh and blood, Jesus himself became like them and shared their human nature. Jesus is like us in some ways. It also says that he had to become like his brothers in every way, in order to be their faithful and merciful high priest in his service to God so that the people's sins would be forgiven. And now he can help those who are tempted because he himself was tempted when he suffered. And that's out of Hebrews 2:17. That means that as a little boy, Jesus knew how you feel. Isn't that cool? When you're feeling happy, he knows what that's like. He gave you that joy when you feel a little bit hurt or tempted to feel alone or something. He knows, and he can help you to regulate your thoughts is what he can do. He is the only baby ever to grow up to be a boy who was never selfish. Okay? I'm sorry, I skipped a line. When he fell down and skinned his knee, that hurt him just as much as it hurts you and me. It also means that he was just as much tempted as you are tempted to be selfish, but he never gave in to that temptation. That's how he's different than us. He is the only baby ever to grow up to be a boy who was never selfish. Often he would give his lunch, his very own lunch, to somebody who didn't have any food. No one would have guessed by looking at him that he was the Son of God. The difference between him and you and me is that he was God in the human flesh, and the Bible says that always God is love, 1 John 4:8. What was different was his character. Your thoughts and your feelings combined makes up your character. By the way, that's the only thing you get to take to heaven. The only thing. Mm-hmm. Not your houses, Amen. Your accolades, whatever, your good deeds, nothing. Just your thoughts and your feelings that are sanctified by the Holy Spirit is what constitutes. And Jesus is willing to give us his thoughts and feelings so we don't have to be covered in our own. We talked in adult Sabbath school about not taking our own righteousness, but taking Jesus's. And he transforms us when he comes to live in us. But does he force us to wear it? No, he will force no one. If you squirm and resist him and tell him, no, I like my filthy rags, I'm sorry, many of us do that for a time, he will not force you. But I tell him, thank you, Jesus, my Savior, let me have those nice new clothes. Won't you like to tell Jesus the same thing, that you want him to come into your heart and give you a new robe of righteousness? Okay, Amen. We're going to pray before you go back to your seat. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for this special Sabbath day. We've enjoyed the rain and the flowers that are blooming and the beautiful birds that are singing. And Father, we enjoy most of all that you love us, that you want to be with us. You're our brother, and we are your sisters and family. And most of all, Lord, that you died to save us from our sins and to keep us from being stuck in them. Thank you that you are a Savior mighty to save, and you will save to the uttermost all those that come unto thee by faith. Thank you that that is a gift, the faith, the repentance, and the salvation. It's all a gift. And we praise you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Help us to sit and listen carefully to the whole sermon. In Jesus' name, amen.